Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
When someone's hung up on sales, it's not that they don't know what to say. They might tell you, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to sell.
Right.
But it's actually has nothing to do with not knowing what to do. It's not having the energy of this is the right thing because of the right reason.
They haven't found their story yet.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
When I say we're back, I mean all four of us, you, me, Bananas and Bonkers. I've been getting so many people that are either DMing me or like I'll be on a Zoom with them and they listen to the show and they're like, oh, by the way, we love that you just like leave the dogs there. You're just owning it. It makes it real life.
Oh my God. Right now, before they are trained, which they're going to training, they're going away to camp
for a little while. 5 weeks of camp, by the way.
Which is making me so sad. I can't talk about it. But anyway, they cannot leave us alone. It's like when we sit, they all of a sudden want to start fighting and playing. They need an audience. It's the weirdest thing. They just started it right now.
Yeah. They weren't doing this a minute ago.
Nope.
They were laying at my feet.
It's so bizarre. Anyway, how was your day?
Good. I'm raising money at like a rapid pace. And the people that are investing in Frelo, my new app, are the freaking best people on the planet.
They are the best people. I'm so freaking proud of you. Oh my God, you guys, when you go to raise money, there is nothing quite like when you get your first person in and then the domino just starts.
It is the best feeling ever.
Oh my gosh. It's like when you first launch your first anything and you get that one sale that breaks the seal and you're like, okay.
I'll tell you why though. I'm so confident in this. And listen, disclaimer, startups are one of the riskier places you can place your money when you invest, right?
Definitely.
But I am so confident in this. I'm so confident in my business partner. I'm so confident in our team. I'm so confident in the feedback that I think when I talk about the investment opportunity, it's coming from a place of, hey, I want to bring you along and create a win for you, help create some wealth for you. The thing I love about investing in startups, and this is not what we're supposed to talk about today, but I'll just end with this. The thing I love about investing in startups is it's like you take a chunk of money, the same amount of money that you might start a little baby business with. You invest it in someone else. They do all the work. They go through all the sweat, all the blood, all the tears, all the ups, all the downs. And then when they sell the company, you get a great big windfall as if you built the company. To me, it's why we invest in 5 startups a year and I freaking love it. Okay, that's enough about that. I've been doing a lot of mastermind coaching calls lately. People that are in my elite mastermind, they get a one-on-one touch point every other month. And this month, I'm doing the touch points. I've had 2 people talk about how sales make them uncomfortable.
Yep.
Like they're definitely good people with good products and they're selling pretty well. But when we really talk about amplifying their voice, like the truth is, I just don't like selling or I don't like being salesy. And you've come so far. I remember you couldn't sell water to a desperate person in the desert when I met you.
Iced to an Eskimo.
You couldn't. I've never seen somebody so inept at selling something. But now you're a sales ninja. How'd you get here?
Well, first of all, when someone says they don't want to sell, it's always something probably deep, probably a bit of trauma there. And you can't really just get somebody to sell by giving them a script or by saying, well, you need to sell. You put all this work in. When there's something that you're not really looking at, you're never going to be able to sell.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of realizations and breakthroughs first. So for me, mine was pretty darn deep. It was tied to religion, guilt, and a lot of my religion was around if you do things wrong or outside of the religion, you get shamed or, you know, you die in Armageddon.
And so, your religion was also like, don't make money. It's useless here on earth. So that probably kind
of... Yes, it was definitely... Money was actually not a good thing. Mm-hmm. It was frowned upon. You always putting it first or wanting to make it or having nice
desiring
things.
Desiring it, yeah.
Yes, because you were supposed to store up your treasures in heaven. So for me, that was like really deep rooted that it was bad, that it was wrong, that it was evil. And growing up, I heard a lot of... You know, I heard in my household like, oh, rich assholes. Oh, they screwed us over. And that was the story in my head. So I associated it to being bad and people thinking I was greedy and having the wrong intentions. And it wasn't until I've had some experiences of my own where I had purchased something or gone to something that I spent a lot of money for that I realized that there were a lot of things tied to the energetics of money and the actual act of putting down money and what money got me that changed my life. But I didn't realize that until it was pointed out to me in a book, which was Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, where I had to learn about what my money story was. So even though I was doing that and having transformations, I wasn't necessarily having a transformation around money. I needed something to point it out and go, okay, you had a transformation because you paid for something. And because you paid for something, you had the transformation.
And so that gave you permission internally to be like, wait a minute, I have to get people to pay for these things or they're not going to have an effective transformation.
Because I realized. Yes.
And
because
then
I
you
realized,
believed in it because it happened to you.
Yes. I realized that without paying money, I wouldn't necessarily show up for the thing. I didn't really follow through with the thing. I felt a lot of really positive pressure because of the money. It made me follow through.
It's interesting. You're talking about when someone's hung up on sales, it's not that they don't know what to say. They might tell you, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to sell.
Right.
But it's actually has nothing to do with not knowing what to do. It's not having the energy of this is the right thing because of the right reason.
They haven't found their story yet.
Yeah.
And it's not that you have to go and get a new one. If you're like, oh, I'm selling this product and I don't have my own story around it. Yes, you do. Because I do believe any of your stories that you've had can most likely always be tied to something, can always be tied to something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything that seems random right now, but really being able to even look at maybe a story of somebody in your life who their story even impacted you and you realize that it was around something with money or sales or whatever, and knowing that even though it wasn't your story, the fact that you love them and they had this transformation, it was impactful on you and the people around them.
It's amazing. I'm thinking back like, okay, what memories do I have of sales? I've actually always loved sales my whole life.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's some ingrained upbringing that led to a personality or something. But I remember when I got kicked out of college and I got that job at the car dealership, I was excited. to learn the art of sales. We did this 2-week training that the dealership put on when you're new. And I was like hanging on the edge of every word and every move and
all
that.
Why do you think you loved it?
I don't know, but it feels like a sport. I get great satisfaction out of the action of it.
Well, it's interesting because for you growing up, you right away were in environments where it was viewed as a good thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you go to those sales meetings and people wanted to be the top salesperson.
You're right.
They were excited about meeting the person who was going to teach on sales or the special guest who was coming in. And it was really something that was like glorified.
I've seen sales cause people to take a different direction than they would have if somebody did not work hard to sell them. And then that different direction changing their life for the better so many times that I think I've just gathered so much evidence that, hey, you're helping somebody make a better decision than they would make on their own when you take the time to actually sell them if you believe in your product. Matter of fact, I've said it before on this show. I've said it before on my own episodes. Sales is actually a really loving act because when you're faced with the opportunity to sell someone, you're either going to protect your own ego by saying, oh, I don't want to look salesy. I don't want to look bad. That's just really saying, I don't want this person to think less of me, right? That's protecting your own ego.
Yes, you are.
Or you're going to say, I don't care how it looks or what they might say about me. I'm going to set aside my ego and sell hard enough for this person to make a better decision than they would on their own without me helping to persuade them. Remember, this only counts if you really believe that what you're selling changes lives for the better. But if you do, and I'm sure everyone listening, I'm sure that's the case, then you setting your ego aside, right? How are you going to look in order to interrupt their pattern of normally not so good decision making so that you can put them on a pattern of making better decisions because you took the time to sell? That is a loving act, my friends.
Hey, y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed.
So I love what you say about sales, that it's breaking patterns for people. And I look at all of the good things in my life, and it is because someone or something or a magazine or a podcast or something I saw on TV took enough time to put enough energy and effort into their marketing to stop you in your tracks and say, look at this.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it was a personal development event, you know, that I ended up going to Jack Canfield that absolutely changed my entire life. And it was the most I had ever spent on anything up until then. It was 25 grand. We did not have that whatsoever. I remember being like, I have to go to this and we'll never afford it. And I felt like it was crazy. But I remember the marketing emails. They were so good that I was like, this is who I'm supposed to be.
Yep.
And if they wouldn't have taken the time to sell so well and so frequently into my inbox, I would never be where I am. I would never be talking to you. And I'm talking, they were frequently sending this email and it was all over. And I'm so grateful for the fact that they decided to get good enough at sales that it reached me.
So, honest question, do you believe that you're a better person because you learned to become good at sales?
I am 1,000,000% a better person because of it.
Unpack that for me.
So number one, if you have something that you want to be doing out in the world, it can be great if you want to make impact.
Yep.
It can be great if you want to make change. But if you're not good at sales, that dream will stay hidden. It will actually die.
Yep.
Because number one, you can't support yourself. Number two, no one's going to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So sales is essentially just getting it out into the world. It's selling yourself.
It's enrolling.
Yes.
To be a good salesperson just means you're a good enroller.
Absolutely.
You can enroll people into a vision of possibility. You can enroll people into the vision of what could be instead of what is. You enroll people into the being open for the first time that maybe they've got a shot or a chance.
You know, I once asked a professional public speaker who just like rocked the arena. And I was like, how do you do that? How do you get people just like in another, like levitating?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I allow myself to get convicted by the message and by the story.
Ooh.
And ever since then, I allow myself to let, it's almost like I let go of the fact that I'm telling the story to someone and I get into the story.
Yeah.
Meaning I remember why it impacted me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember why it impacted my mom, my friend, my husband, like what that did for them. And I tell that story with such energy and certainty that I hope that it disrupts and interrupts their way of being and thinking, because I know that the way that if they keep going that way, that their life will be miserable.
You just said a really key word. I want everybody to grasp this. This is what ultimately comes down to if you're going to be good at sales or not. Certainty. You see, every time there's an interaction, every time there's an option to be chosen between two people, the person who has the most certainty will win.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, without a doubt. And if you have certainty that your product will make someone's life better, if you have certainty that what you're selling will leave them better than you found them, then that means you're going to be the most certain person in the conversation, you're going to win. But if you're not winning your sales conversations, then I would take a good hard look at the product you're trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something you got to change in it? Is there something you got to make better? Is there something you don't quite believe in? And can you change it? Or do you have to change products altogether?
Yeah.
Because you should have natural certainty if you were sure that your product was going to change everyone's life.
Now, this is really interesting. I learned some pretty crazy, amazing lessons when I was in network marketing, because there were people in network marketing. So I had my original transformation from the product. So I was able to really connect to the product and want to sell the product. And it took me a little bit longer to get in on selling the business, because I was like, I'm just slaying this product. Like anyone I talk to, I feel like I can close because the product changed my life so much. So I really learned a lot about sales with that.
You had, by the way, you had certainty in the product and not in the opportunity.
Right. So much certainty in the product, not yet in the opportunity. So then when I went to events and I would see on stage some of these people doing incredible things, making a ton of income. But then when I talked to them later, they're like, you know, it's funny. I like the product. I've been in other companies, but I love this business opportunity. So this is what I sell. And I'm like, so you're not really in love with the product? And I remember one woman was like, you know, I would throw this whole product down the drain, but I'm obsessed with the business. And I don't know if you remember her, but I just about died laughing.
Yep.
But, you know, she was being extreme and kind of joking around, saying how much she loved how the business was structured and talking about how she loved teaching it and, yeah, you know, teaching people how to sell.
She has certainty how it would change lives for the better.
But that was the first time I realized that you don't have to like love every single part of your business. You just really have to learn how to paint the vision in one direction that means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find those people who get it, who,
yep,
understand you. So it's not like if you're building something, you have to get them so hyped on every single area of the business, right? You take the one thing that you're like, this is my story and I'm sticking to it. This is the thing that I love. This is what I want to share. I just want to say one more thing about network marketing with that is, you know, in our company, and I love using network marketing because it's really what taught me so much about sales. There were so many products, Chris, right? Like hundreds of products.
Mm-hmm.
And I was selling one in the beginning, and it's what built everything. I was only selling the shakes.
Yeah.
Because it was the thing I had the transformation on. I wasn't taking anything else,
yep,
yet. So I would get on the phone and literally only sell shakes. And I did that for years until I was like, wait a minute, there's other stuff here too. But I just want to share that it's that stake in the ground thing that you can find. So really think deeply about what it is with maybe your product or your network marketing company or the affiliate sales that you love, and stick to the story that changed your life and start allowing yourself to get convicted by it when you tell it.
Boy, so what have we covered? Having the energy of being good at sales and wanting to be good at sales, having the conviction that your product works, having the certainty mm-hmm. that comes from that conviction, and the sheer fact that to become good at sales, to really sell somebody with everything you've got, is an act of love, because you're putting your ego aside instead of, you know, whatever I'm trying to say. It's like everyone follows. The person that's so freaking good at this is Chalene Johnson. Mm-hmm. She is a sales ninja, especially on social media. Like, I don't know if anyone sells better on social media. And that was evident in the podcast that everyone listened to last week mm-hmm. when she was talking about social media. And they heard in that episode that, you know, she said, hey, if I'm going to come on your show, then I actually want to do a real webinar with everybody. Yeah. And, you know, if you're listening to this right now, if the webinar has already taken place live, you didn't miss it. You can still get the replay. All you got to do is go to LoriHarder.com/webinar. Because in the webinar, she used templates that teach you how to sell. In the webinar, she used templates how to grow your audience. She like gave you that certainty. Do this, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Use this, don't use that. And it's that certainty that wins. So guys, seriously, go watch the replay. Go check it out. It's a bunch of free training, no strings attached, over at LoriHarder.com/impact is what it was. LoriHarder.com/impact.
Don't go to webinar. Go to LoriHarder.com/impact.
Whatever I said first, throw it out. It's LoriHarder.com/impact. I just remembered.
You saved yourself.
Yep.
All right, you guys, we're so grateful for you. And I hope that we get to see you selling more online, because it makes me excited when I see it. And until next time, earn your happy and do whatever Chris's show says to do.
Love and appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year?
And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.